कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जगत गुरु शिला प्रभु पदा जगत गुरु शिला प्रभु पदा हरिबो 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 नीताय गौर हरिबो गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 41 कृष्णा एंड बलरामा एंटर मथुरा टेक्स्ट नंबर 2 through 8। विल रिसाइट टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। सोऽपि चान्तरहितं वीक्ष्य जलात् उन्मज्य सत्वरः कृत्वा चावशकं सर्वं विस्मितो रथमागतः। सोऽपि चान्तरहितं वीक्ष्य जलात् उन्मज्य सत्वरः कृत्वा चावशकं सर्वं विस्मितो रथमागतः। सोऽपि चान्तरहितं वीक्ष्य जलादुन्मज्य सत्वरः कृत्वा चावशकं सर्वं विस्मितो रथमागतः। माताजी सोऽपि चान्तरहितं वीक्ष्य जलादुन्मज्य सत्वरः कृत्वा चावशकं सर्वं विस्मितो रथमागतः। सोऽपि चान्तरहितं वीक्ष्य जलादुन्मज्य सत्वरः कृत्वा चावशकं सर्वं विस्मितो रथमागतः। स हि अक्रूरा अपि इंडीड च एंड अनर्थित अंतरहितम डिसअपियर वीक्षया सीन जला फ्रॉम द वॉटर उन्मज्या एमर्जिंग सत्वरः क्विकली कृत्वा परफॉर्मिंग च एंड आवश्यकम हिज प्रेस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज सर्वं ऑल विस्मितः सरप्राइज रथम टू द चैरियट आगमत वेंट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की व्हेन अक्रूर सॉ द विजन डिसअपीयर he came out of the water and quickly finished his various ritual duties. He then returned to the chariot astonished. Translation, continued text 3-8. Lord Krishna asked Akrura, let's repeat the translation of text 2. When Akrura saw the vision disappear, he came out of the water and quickly finished his various ritual duties. He then returned to the chariot astonished. So we'll read more translations. Lord Krishna asked Akrura, have you seen something wonderful on the earth, in the sky, or in the water? From your appearance, we think you have. Sri Akrura Uvacha. Sri Akrura said, whatever wonderful things the earth, sky, or water contain, all exist in you. Since you encompass everything, when I am seeing you, what have I not seen? And now that I am seeing you, O Supreme Absolute Truth, in whom reside all amazing things on the earth, in the sky, and in the water, what amazing things could I have seen in this world? Akrura has now, there's a little purport here, Akrura has now realized that Lord Krishna is not merely his nephew. With these words, Akrura, the son of Gandini, began driving the chariot onward. At the end of the day, he arrived in Mathura with Lord Balarama and Lord Krishna. Wherever they passed along the road, O king, the village people came forward and looked upon the two sons of Vasudeva with great pleasure. In fact, the villagers could not withdraw their eyes from them. The last translation. Nanda Maharaj and the other residents of Vrindavan, having reached Mathura ahead of the chariot, had stopped at a garden on the outskirts of the city to wait for Krishna and Balarama. Arpat, Nanda and the others reached Mathura first because the chariot carrying Krishna and Balarama was delayed by Akura's bathing. Om Jnana Tivinandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So we are in a very wonderful chapter on Krishna and Balarama enter Mathura. So when Krishna and Balarama, Akrura, their uncle, came to pick them up from Vrindavan to take them to Mathura on the order of Kansa. So Akrura was a little disturbed. He knew the intentions of Kansa, but he was very confident and he also wanted to have darshan of Krishna and Balarama. And on top of that, he wanted Krishna to relieve his parents Devaki and Vasudeva and Maharaj Ugrasen. So that was his plan. He understands very well. So he took Krishna and Balarama, and everyone in Vrindavan was shattered, very much aggrieved. Anyways, but Krishna was taken by Akrura. Now they are going back towards Mathura, On the way, Akrura took bath. When Akrura took bath, he saw some things he was very astonished. The word here is vismito, surprised, pleasant surprise. And on the way back, when he saw Krishna in the water and Krishna on the chariot, then he began to understand that Krishna is not just a small boy, his niece or nephew, but he is much more than that. He is the personality of Godhead. So this is the realization. But when he reached Mathura with the chariot, he saw that Nanda Maharaj and all the Gopagwalas, they were already there. Because he found that because Akrura stopped on the way to take bath, but they did not stop. They went right away to Mathura. That's why they saw Nanda Maharaj and all the Gopas already there in the garden in the outskirts of Mathura. So that's the story here. But the main thing here is some surprising hydrology, some surprising grand features on this planet. And when devotees, they see all these features, beautiful lakes, beautiful rivers, wonderful mountains, all the birds, animals, aquatics, we are surprised. But we are pleasantly surprised. We are vismitaha. But our vismitaha is different from the vismitaha of the demons. They are not pleasantly surprised. They are horribly surprised. They feel horrified with their surprise, like a concern. So we will look into some of the examples, the pleasant surprises. On the other hand, this whole planet is again ekanshito isito jagat. This whole universe is just my fragmental part of energy, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was surprised. Arjuna was vismita. When he was vismita? Arjuna was vismita when? When he saw Virat Rupa. He saw Virat Rupa of Krishna. He saw everyone was devouring by Krishna's mouth. Everything was entering in his mouth. He was vismita. In fact, he was terrified, sort of, that Krishna, I don't want to love you in this feature, which is very frightening. I want to see your 200 Shyamsundar form. I'm much comfortable with that, but not with this huge, gigantic Virat Rupa. Of course, it is you, but I'm not comfortable with this. So please, come back to your normal 200 Shyamsundar form. So that was Arjuna's position. So Bhagavatam is full of such surprises, such vismita. Like, who else got surprised? Like the bewildered, we can call it bewilderment. Who else got bewildered in Bhagavatam stories? Maharaj? Who? Brahma. Very nice. Who else? Indra got surprised, bewildered. Who is this boy? Stop my offerings. Indra was surprised. Indra was bewildered. I don't believe this is a Krishna God. No, it's not possible. He's not God. He's just a boy doing some nonsense things. Let me just bring them to senses. He was bewildered. Brahma was bewildered. Krishna was playing. And not only this time, many times. Krishna was playing with coward boys and girls. And Brahma was singing. Mother Yashoda, seeing the whole Brahmanda in Krishna's mouth. Because he was eating dirt. Gopi said, Mother Yashoda, come, your son is eating this dirt. And Krishna saying, no, I did not. Open your mouth. And Mother Yashoda saw the whole Brahmanda. Same way, when Gopi came to Yashoda Mai, Yashoda Mai, your son is stealing butter from my house. And when I caught him, he said, no, I did not. Yashoda said, what are you talking? He's here inside. You're here talking. Why would he go to your home and eat your butter? He has plenty of butter, yes, and he's in fact inside. And when Gopi went inside, Krishna was sitting there, eating butter. So Gopi almost fainted. What is going on? He was at my home, and now he's here too. Yes, that's another good example that one time Brahma came to see Krishna and Krishna said, which Brahma? Then they said, oh Brahma, I am great Brahma, four-headed Brahma. Doesn't he remember? No, you just tell, I came from that planet, that universe. Brahma went inside, met Krishna. At the end he asked, you are asking which Brahma? So are there other Brahmas also? Krishna said, yeah. Then Krishna called all the Brahmas from various universes. Some was of 8-headed, 20-headed, 1,000-headed Brahmas, million-headed Brahmas. A Brahma began to feel like a mosquito. Like what? Another example of bewilderment. Other examples. Who got bewildered? Lord Shiva went to meet Krishna with Uma and all his associates. And he said to Krishna, what? I want to see your Mohini Murti Swaroop. Why? Because I'm just amazed to think of that you could take such a form like that, which can bewilder on everyone. I want to see that, please. Krishna said, don't get into too much, you know. Just avoid that. No, I want to see it. Then suddenly Vishnu got disappeared. And Shiva was looking around, what happened here? Then far in the bushes, a beautiful girl appeared playing with the ball. And she was picking ball, putting down. And she was walking and she was just so enchanting, so beautiful. Lord Shiva became agitated. And so much agitated that he ran after Mohini Murti. And at some point, when Vishnu showed his form, he felt not ashamed, in fact. Shiva was not ashamed. And Lord Krishna wasn't surprised by seeing him not ashamed. He said, yeah, this is your Maya. Everyone is bewildered, including me. And you are my master. You are my Lord. And if I am bewildered by you, yeah. This is humbling experience. Humbling experience means when a devotee is bewildered, he is humbled. He feels, yeah, this is like in our ISKCON also, we can see. Huge ISKCON, thousands of temples, hundreds of farm communities, Govindas, millions of devotees, millions of book distribution. Devotees are not surprised. Devotees are not even surprised by people leaving ISKCON sometimes. Because that's not very astonishing. Because Maya is so strong. But they are surprised by this fact that despite of all these leavings and misgivings and problems, ISKCON's chariot is running with full speed for next 10,000 years. So many devotees are taking initiation. So many take their sannyas. It's because of the purity is the force. Books are the basis and utility is the principle. These are the three things, the foundation of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada gave us. Why is Jagatguru? Because he spread the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Why is Jagatguru? Because he spread this holy name all over the world, in every town and village. And it's not a joke, is not a simple thing. And the power we can understand, like one time, my son, when he was doing PhD from Oxford, he had a conference in Germany, in Aachen, and he was asking me, Papa, I never went there, how would I survive? No devotees, no temple, nothing, no prasadam. So we put on that in their European yatra, that is there any devotee in Aachen who could host? Three replies came right away. Prabhu, if you will come and stay with us, associate with us, we will be very much delighted. Please come and stay and have prasadam, no issues. This is ISKCON. No matter where you will go, you will find devotees chanting on the streets, chanting in their homes. This is Srila Prabhupada's power, potency. Shuddha Bhakta. Now, other examples? There are many, many examples, right? Look into those. Brahma, Shiva, Yashoda, of course. Arjuna, of course. Akura here. He was taking dip. And then he saw Krishna and Balarama in the water and outside water. Another? So, another example, Narad Muni example. Narad Muni, one time, he was going with his nephew, Parvata Muni, sister's son. And both they decided, you know, we will tell each other whatever we think in our mind. But they were being served by the son, by the daughter of the king, where they stayed during Chaturmas. And then somehow Narad Muni got some feelings because of their service. Then there are many parallel stories like this on Narada, but this is one of them, that he went to Lord Vishnu to ask, could you please give me your swarupa so that I could marry this girl? And Hari is also, Lord Hari is also monkeys. So Lord Vishnu gave him monkey's face. And he didn't see anything, he just went, oh, maybe I got the Hari's face, I must be very beautiful, I got the garland in Swayambara from the queen, from the princess. And he was sitting, and everyone was laughing at him. And finally, she put garland in the neck of another prince, who was in fact Krishna at the end, and then the Lakshmi was the princess. So it was Krishna's maya. And Narad Muni realized, yeah, but in between, Narad Muni cursed Vishnu Krishna that when you will come in Satyuga, in Treta Yuga as Rama, then monkeys will help you. And another time, when Lord Rama was wandering in the forest, Sita, Sita, where you are, Sita? He was just crying. Even Parvati got bewildered. And she said, Sati got bewildered, and she said to Lord Shiva, is he really Rama, your Lord, your worshipable Lord? Lord Shiva said, yes. No, I don't believe it. She got bewildered. And she took the form of Sita and went in front of Lord Rama. And Lord Rama immediately paid Dandavat, Mother Sati, please accept my humble obeisances. And Sati said, my God, what I have done? I came to test Lord Rama. Biggest mistake. She went back to Lord Shiva. Shiva said, no. You took the form of my mother, Sita. Just finished. Then she had to take birth again. So this bewilderment is unlimited stories, unlimited. And, but these demons, they are also bewildered. Prahlad's father, he was bewildered because of what? Because he was trying to kill Prahlad, throwing from the hill, under the feet of elephant, poison, snakes, what not he did. And every time Lord Krishna Vishnu saved him, he was bewildered. And final bewilderment came, the greatest bewilderment for devotees, they become more attached to Krishna. Sometimes we are bewildered. We got difficulties in our life. Why this happened to me? Oh no, it's Krishna's plan. I understand. He is always thinking of his devotees, purifying and purifying like molten gold. The more it's heated up, the brighter, the more gold it becomes. All the impurities are taken away. Unless gold is molten, melt, impurities are there. Similarly, we have impurities. We have problems. We have difficulties. But in the process of Krishna consciousness, many times we hear, Sada sach bolo, satyam vad. Always speak the truth. Never do bad things. Don't do this. Don't do that. Never commit a sin. We see many, many people, even the materialistic people, they preach like this. But the problem is how to hang on to that platform of not speaking lies. How to stay on that platform of not doing wrong things. Where from the power will come? Where from the inspiration will come? To stay on the platform of Krishna consciousness is association of devotees and chanting of the holy names of the Lord. We give not just the teaching. Srila Prabhupada gave not just the teachings of the Vedas, but to live on those teachings, to follow those teachings, to live up to those standards, like in our ISKCON. Brahmacharis are there, grastas are there, sannyasis are there, banprasthas are there. all are being taken care of. All are following as per their ashrama. No ashrama is superior or inferior. Main thing is, you stay, what is the, when we see person is advanced devotee. What does that mean? Advancement means, he is showing himself lower than, much lower than what he is at platform. He is always very humble, always very meek, always asking for mercy. He is advanced. Not that I know so many verses, not that I know this Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vyava, Sannyasi, Grasta. And all these scenarios that we see in our society, in our ISKCON, all are in Bhagavatam. And it happens. One time one Maharaj came and he said, I am coming from a temple where temple president daughter committed suicide, who was the wife of Food for Life director. It's very sad. Maharaj, which temple was that? Where was that? When did that happen? Mother, no, it's not a surprise. Sati committed suicide in the assembly of Daksha and wife of Lord Shiva, director of Food for Life. So it's a real thing. It's a real story. One time one brahmachari, very advanced, very fixed up in his seva, service, always chanting Hare Krishna. Then he was approached by a father of a daughter. Would you like to marry my daughter? He said, yeah, I can marry. And people began to think, oh, did he fall down? No. He's not a fall down. Who was that person in Bhagavatam? Kapil Dev was born from Kardam Muni. So Kardam Muni, a great brahmachari, great mystic, always fixed up in his devotional life, devotional service. When approached by Swayambhuva Manu with his daughter, are you thinking of marrying? Yeah. Okay, it's my daughter. But I am just a brahmachari. I have nothing. But because of his... And then he accepted anyways. And she served the husband very nicely. And she became very weak and thin while serving her husband. But then... somehow she got desire to have a son and also to have a nice house, home. Ladies, they do have desires like that. Anyone who is thinking of marrying, please make sure that you have all of that paraphernalia that a householder needs. It's important. Otherwise, I would prefer to stay brahmachari instead of committing offenses, instead of committing bad things. But, like I met a devotee in Philadelphia long back, maybe 18 years back, 2005, and he said, Prabhu, I'm going to marry. And he was a Bhakti Shastri teacher there and very advanced devotee. But he said, I have read Bhagavad Gita from beginning till end many, many times. But now I want to have a son and I want to give all this knowledge to him. I want to train him, give him full knowledge, all what I have learned, everything. This is my desire. Very pure. The desire is to have a son like that. That's not impure. Impure means thinking of doing something which is not meant for the enjoyment of Krishna. That is sin. But if whatever we do, yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jahosi, dadasi, yad kurushva madarpanam, whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we give away, do we this thing? Even on the book distribution we go, even we do deity worship, we cook, we clean, we always think of Krishna. Krishna, I am doing this for only your pleasure. I am nothing. I can be finished in a second. One time Prabhupada was going to sleep and he was reciting Narasimha Arati. And devotees asked Prabhupada, I am praying that I may not fall down. Mahabhagavat set an example that anyone can fall down. That's why always take the protection of Bhakti Vigna Vinashak Lord Narasimha and pray to him. This material world is very tough. Devi esha gunamai mama maya durattaya mameva prapadyante maya metam taranti. Devi esha gunamai, Devi Durga Devi mama maya durattaya. It's very difficult to cross over. It's my external energy, my external potency, durattaya, very difficult to cross over, very difficult to control, very difficult to lord it over. But we are trying nowadays, lord it over the material nature. And the more we try, the more we get trapped. Because living in Krishna consciousness means living in harmony with nature. Being environmental hydrologist as my profession, I always deal with all these environmental issues all the time. Like right now we are working on the afforestation of Rajamandal. So we are using satellite images to find out how much deforestation has happened during the last 50 years in Rajamandal. I'm going to ask government of India, government of UP, to provide us at least 2-3 crore rupees so that we can put those trees, equal amount of forest again back in the Rajamandal. This is our plan. We want our water clean. Of Yamuna water, we want our Yamuna water clean. About 400 plus sewage treatment plants are in Delhi. I have visited many of them. Narela, Bhavana, black, thick industry waste is coming in those channels and they are diverted into those treatment plants and they are converted into clean, clear water. This is being done. Environmental cleanliness is a must. There is no option. Air and water pollution, waste production. Recently we got a waste management plant of 20 lakhs in GLA University. And the whole kitchen waste is being put into that. And the gas coming out of that plant, we are cooking with that. All the rainwater is being harvested and put into the irrigations. Sewage treatment plant water is being utilized in irrigation. So recycling is needed. So that's why in this verse here, Krishna is asking Akrura, have you seen sky, earth, water? What does it mean? He is asking that, because he was mesmerized by seeing Krishna and Brahma inside the water and outside they are standing on the chariot. Then he's adding on top of that, have you seen this world? Yes. Phenomenal world. So many big, big rivers, big, big mountains. And we are trying to control, we are trying to master on these things. Now let's talk about a little bit about the mishappenings. Mishappenings like some devotees even, they got cursed. Wrongly cursed. An example? Vratasura. Maharaj Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati to become a demon. It was not a big fault on part of Chitraketu. Who else? Parikshit Maharaj. He was tired in the forest. And he went to the hermitage which muni? Shangi was the boy who cursed Shamika. So he went to the ashram of Shamika Rishi. And Shamika Rishi did not receive the king properly. So a little confusion there. And just based on this confusion, little Shringi, 5-year-old, he just cursed the Mahabhagavat great king, ruler of the whole planet. It can happen. But did that happen in our lives also? Sometimes we also feel very disgusted, we also feel hurt by other devotees. But do we take any offense? Yeah, because we are not advanced. We take offense, immediate offense. And immediately start thinking of taking revenge. But Parikshit Maharaj, he took it, yes, my karma, my destiny. He became the instrument. Who became the instrument? Sringi. But it was my karma. And Sringi, because he did not retaliate, though Parikshit Maharaj's son Janmajaya, he had this fire sacrifice for killing all the snakes. And Takshaka, who was meant to kill Parikshit Maharaj, who was meant to bite Parikshit Maharaj, when he was called by Janmajaya, final avuti, Takshak went under the throne of whom? Indra. And when they say Swaha, the whole throne along with Indra came towards the fire sacrifice, the devotees, they came, Janmajaya, please don't do it, it's not right, Indra will also get killed into this because Takshaka is taking shelter under his seat. So, the point here is, Parikshit Maharaj did not take any offense. He said, yes, maybe. But he made lemonade of lemon. Life gave lemon, he made lemonade, mixing up sugar and mixing up salt, made a nice shikanji out of it. He went to the bank of the Ganges, sat there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So he went to the bank of the Ganges and immediately there arrived Shukdev Goswami. And when he sat down, he asked, Maharaj, what is the duty of a person who is about to die like me? Then Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami began speaking the whole wonderful Bhagavatam, and Parikshit Maharaj kept asking, and then Sukhdev Goswami kept referring this story, that story, and then whole Bhagavatam was spoken. So, when in our life we see adversities, and none of the persons sitting here or still listening on the online or listening afterwards can ever claim that I have a perfect life. I am all set. Even though somebody unknowingly, out of ignorance, may say, I am all set. But then you can ask, how long you can be all set? Because death is chasing you every single day. How can you be all set? I was reading Indradumna Maharaj's diary of traveling preacher, and he mentioned that he went to South Africa and there was not whole many preaching programs, so Maharaj went to swimming pool and did some exercise to regenerate his body, and some devotees offered to massage. Maharaj took massage, and the devotee was massaging Maharaj back like this, and at some point his finger stopped. And the Maharaj, on your back, here is a mole which could be cancerous. And Maharaj was like, oh my God. And then finally, sample was taken, sent for biopsy, and it took like 3-4 days to develop culture and do testing on that. And Maharaj mentioned that for 3-4 days, due to the near-death experience, I was feeling very intense desire to chant the mantra as purely, as nicely as I ever could. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So materialistic people, when they get difficulties like that, or some surprises, some vismita, some bewilderment, they come closer to Krishna. They think, always think, Lord Krishna is with me, He protected me. On the other hand, common, general, materialistic people, they think Krishna is so unkind to me, Oh, devotees are so unkind to me that they have done so much bad to me. I'm going to leave ISKCON. I will chant somewhere else because these devotees are mean. First of all, we are not mean. Number two, even if we are mean, we should not be mean. We should always try to protect devotees. We should always try to keep our devotees with us. Counsel them, preaching them, telling them. Because Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, his ISKCON is non-different from his body. And Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada has been forecasted by Lord Krishna Chaitanya himself. My commander-in-chief will come. Who is that commander-in-chief? Even a blind man, even a foolish man can understand this commander-in-chief is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? How can we leave? We may not be happy with some situations, but that doesn't mean that I take liberty out of my own offenses, that I begin to think of leaving. One time a person approached Srila Prabhupada, I want to take initiation from, I'm looking for a good sannyasi to take any guru to take initiation. And devotees were laughing. Here's a Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada sitting and he's asking a guru. A Jagat Guru is sitting in front of you and you are asking for guru. Jagat Guru is sitting for you and you are looking for guru around. How is that possible? Even after initiation, you are looking for other gurus. It's not proper. It's not right. That is why, like in all these cases I mentioned, like even Dashrath Maharaj, he was cursed wrongly. He went for hunting, like Kshatriyas do. And he left Shatbedi barn. And Shravan Kumar got hurt, killed. His parents cursed him. Was it a real fault of Dashrath? But sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens, something will happen. Because you are not the controller. And you may be wrongly punished. You may be wrongly criticized. But you have to survive that moment. Anyone who has lived in ISKCON for 20, 30, 40 years, believe it or not, they must have gone through some sort of some difficulty in their spiritual life. But the beauty is not astonishing that they went through, but the astonishing is that they stayed on, fixed up for Prabhupada and for ISKCON. That is the beauty. That is the astonishing part. Somebody is leaving, somebody doing bad things, not astonishing, why strong? But astonishing, Vismita, is that in spite of all those abuses, I am staying, I am chanting my rounds, I am rising in the morning, I am serving in a practical manner, I am reading Srila Prabhupada books, I am attending Bhagavad class, I am doing full morning program, evening program, I am fixed in my sadhana, sadhana bhakti, result will come. And devotees, they see in these adversities, they come closer to Krishna. They see opportunity in those adversities. That is the main point. That is the way of life. Tattenukampa, famous verse, like whatever difficulties I am getting, is Krishna is giving, you know, reduced rate. And whatever good is happening is my, you know, past. I have to tolerate. And what will happen at the end? Dai bhak. Dai bhak means jivete mukti pade sa dai bhak. Mukti pada. Mukti pada doesn't mean liberation. Dai bhak is my devotional service. Like the seva adhikar diye koroni je dasi. Seva adhikar. Right to devotional service. Privilege. It is privilege. Not my right. The right word is privilege. Seva adhikar. Because this is adhikar. You have earned it. How? By your loyalty, by your sincerity, by your desire, by your knowledge of Bhagavad Bhagavatam. Many examples, many stories here. We have come to the point, yes, Krishna consciousness is the only way. In ISKCON, we follow this Krishna consciousness in a most pure way. There may be some problems, there may be some difficulties, but movement is pure, Prabhupada is pure, ISKCON is pure, GBC is pure. Some mistakes may be there. They can always be rectified. So my point here is, like we see, these devotees, they have suffered. Parikshit Maharaj, Dasharatha Maharaj, many other, Chitraketu. So, but they felt like, yeah, this is how this material world is. Even if I want to, Pandavas, they suffered like anything. What not happened to them? Draupadi was being disrobed, poison, and Lakshagriha. Then whole army got against them, wrongly cheated in the gambling match. So this is all those tribulations. And yeah, it was mentioned by Bhishma Pitamah that you Pandavas suffered very much because you were righteous. But at the end they went back to Godhead. The point here is, devotees, they are also so-called suffering. They are also sometimes in difficulty while doing devotional service even. But they keep doing it. They keep moving on. They never want to leave there. That's the message. Thank you very much. Any questions? Please pass on the mic if there is any question or comment. So if not, then we will stop here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.